在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Officials here say Burmese authorities granted a visa to U.S. AID disaster expert William Berger for a two-day government-conducted tour Thursday and Friday of the country's hard-hit Irrawaddy Delta region. However, they caution that the move does not appear to indicate that the military government is prepared to admit the several other members of Berger's disaster assessment team who have been waiting to enter for more than 2 weeks. The Bush administration has pressed Burma to admit the USAID team for a first-hand appraisal of needs and logistics in the cyclone-ravaged area, and says without a report from the experts, it cannot make an informed decision on further U.S. contributions. At a press briefing, State Department Deputy Spokesman Tom Casey said Berger was chosen to be the U.S. representative on the tour instead of a member of the American Embassy staff in Rangoon because of his expertise.
The rest of the team hasn't been given visas, and he has not been given permission to conduct his own assessment or the kinds of things he would normally do as team leader. He's just the person that will be representing the U.S. government on this tour for foreign governments that the regime is sponsoring. We thought it was important, though, to have him be the representative rather than someone else from the mission, simply because it will at least give someone with real expertise at least some kind of overview of some of the area and what's going on.
Under normal circumstances, a U.S. assessment team precedes large-scale American aid in a disaster zone, coordinating deliveries and assuring that items provided actually reach those in need. Despite the lack of direct access and press reports of some diversion of supplies, the United States is continuing an airlift of basic relief items to Rangoon. Spokesman Casey said U.S. Air Force C-130 cargo planes made 5 flights Thursday, carrying bottled water, plastic sheeting, mosquito netting, and other items. He said that in 3 of the flights, the supplies were handed over directly to non-governmental groups, the preferred procedure in the absence of U.S. personnel on the ground. Casey said the U.S. Chargé d'Affaires in Rangoon, Sherry Villarosa, will be the U.S. representative Sunday at the Donors Conference there, organized by the United Nations and ASEAN, to be attended by U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.